We are happy to be together again this evening, this morning, as the case may be, to consider the truth of God together.
我们今天大家非常高兴，就是在温哥华是晚上，在中国是早上，就是这个呢，是我们很好的一个时间来学习那个神道真理。
It is the summertime, and consequently, many are on vacation and doing various activities, so our numbers are a little bit down, but we're glad that you are here tonight. We're glad we are here.
所以今天呢，因为我们是夏季，所以很多人呢可能在度假，但是呢，我们也非常高兴大家都能来参加这个学习，所以我们尽管我们的人数有所下降，我们也非常高兴我们也能够在这里。
We have a particular prayer request for this evening.
所以呢，我们今天这个晚上有一个特别的那个祷告的请求。
A Bible camp that Rob and I are affiliated with is very near a serious wildfire at this time.
所以呢，那个 Rob 和 Elder 他们准备明天去的一个叫圣经营地的话，圣经营地是叫诚心的，他那个附近就是野的山火已经快接近了那个营地。
The fires are very serious.
所以这个野火呢非常的严重。
Some of the Christians who are associated with the camp are actually fighting the fire this evening.
其实呢当时和这个营地的这个教会有联系的一些人今天呢也在参与一些其他地方的灭火。
Some of the Christians who are associated with the camp,have fled the area because they're afraid that the fire may destroy their homes.
也其实呢跟那个营地有关联的一些基督徒们呢他们现在正在撤离他们的家因为他们害怕那个山火野火会烧到他们家。
And we believe that at least, excuse me, at least one of the Christians associated with the camp have lost their home already.
所以呢我们也相信其中一个和这个营地有关系的一个基督徒呢他的房子已经被烧毁了。
So, Rob and I will be going to visit that camp tomorrow. We ask you to pray for us and for the others at the camp.
所以呢 ,Rob 跟 Harold 明天呢他们要去那个营地。营地的时候呢所以他请求大家为他们两个祷告也同时为在那个营地内的所有的人祷告。
So that's our prayer request for this evening.The other fact is that Rob Brennan will be speaking to us tonight as he has been for the last couple of weeks.And we've asked him to speak to us next Friday night as well.
现在一个通知呢就是说呢那个 Rob Brenner 他会今天给我们讲到呢就像我们以前通知的一样下个星期五呢他会继续给我们讲到。
So we want to thank Rob in advance for his ministry this evening. Thank you, brother.
所以我们要提前呢来向 Rob 感谢他对我们的服事。谢谢你 Rob 弟兄。
So let's pray, and then we will ask Rob to open the word of God to us.
我们现在祷告然后呢就让那个 Rob 弟兄开始给我们讲神的话。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are God over all and blessed forever.
所以主啊我们要向您献上感恩因为你是超乎一切神之上的神您的赐福呢是永恒的。
And we are concerned, Lord, about these wildfires and the fact that many of the Christians have been severely impacted by it.
所以我们现在呢非常关注这个野山火。野山火呢其实有很多基督徒呢已经受到了这个野山火所产生的影响。
We pray that you will preserve the camp from fire. We pray that those traveling to and from the camp will be preserved in their travels, and we pray that you will preserve the houses and properties of the Christians as they are trying to serve the Lord.
主啊，我们也求您呢，在保守那个营地，保守那些在营地的人，保守那些已经在路上来往到营地之间的人，也保守那些在服侍营地里服侍那些基督徒的们，他们的房子，让他们呢不要被那个山火给烧了。And
we remember, Lord, that you are in charge of all these things. We just pray for those who do not know you, that they might, through this disaster, acknowledge that there is a God and they need his help.
主啊，我们知道你一切都在您的掌控之下，所以我们也那个祷告，祷告就是说呢，通过这样一个自然灾害，这样那个山火，让很多人知道，他们知道神的存在，也知道他们在灾害中是需要神您的帮助。
Lord, may there be many who in the midst of the stress of these fires will turn to God and ask him to save them.
记住啊，我们也愿所有的在这些紧张的，在这个野火的这是压力下，他们呢转向神，转向神呢，接受神为他们的救主。
And each of us, Lord, would thank you for the peace that you have given to us this evening, in spite of the fact that others of our brothers and sisters have this stress.
所以主啊，我们今天呢也非常感恩，感恩您赐给我们这样的内心的平安，尽管在其他的那些弟兄们他们还在承受压力的情况下。
Now our prayer, Lord, is that you will teach us tonight.
所以主啊，我们的祷告是呢，您今天晚上呢教导我们。
We thank you for our brother Rob, and we pray that you will just help him as he will take the truth of God and explain it to us this evening.
今天呢，我们要为Rob弟兄先生感恩，我们也感谢您的帮助他，在他给我们讲神的话的时候。
May he have the right words to teach. May Roy have the right words to translate. And may we have the right hearts to respond.
主要愿我们愿他有正确的话语去讲，愿我有正确的话语来翻译，也愿我们所有人有一颗正确的心来回应。
And we ask this all now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Thank you, Rob. You go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Harold. Last week, we learned that there are three portions of the Word of God that Christians, us as Christians, need to understand.
上个星期呢，我们其实谈到了在那个基督徒里呢，有三部分的，就是说神的真理，我们作为基督徒来说，应该去明白的。
Three portions of the Word of God that give us God's timetable, how he's working, what the future holds.
所以这三个那部分的神的真理呢，告诉我们呢，神是的，他的时间表是怎么样的，将来神是要怎么样准备去工作的。
And so last week we considered that there are these three portions. The first portion is the seven feasts of Jehovah. The second portion is the seven parables of the kingdom. And the third portion is the seven churches of the Revelation.
上次呢我们谈到的呢，其实呢有七个节气在神的那个里面，我们要理解。在第二个呢，就是这七个。
And so last week when we considered these seven feasts of Jehovah, we were reminded that God is on a very precise timetable. He has a very accurate, precise calendar that he is keeping.
其实上个星期呢，我们是学到了关于耶和华的七个节气。七个节气的话呢，这个里面呢，我们知道呢，神的那个时间表呢是非常的准确的、精准的，而且神呢，他要去实现这个时间表也是非常准确的要去实现。
Last week we considered that in the seven parables of or the seven feasts of Jehovah that the first four have already been accurately fulfilled on the precise day that they were prophesied they would.
这个呢，上个星期我们学到呢，耶和华的七个节气呢，前面的四个其实已经是在先知预言里面，在他恰当的时间里已经实现了。
That's encouraging for us because we look at the situation in the world and quite frankly, sometimes it's easy to worry and be concerned, but if we learn anything from the seven feasts of Jehovah, specifically the first four, that God is in control.
这个呢，其实对我们来说有很大的鼓励，因为其实呢，我们是看周围的话，看周围的一切事情呢，我们通常呢会为现在所发生的事情去焦虑。但是如果我们看到神的这七个节气里面，前面的四个节气已经在神的预言里精准的实现的话，我们就知道呢，一切都是在神的掌控之下。
And so last week we thought about how the feasts of Leviticus chapter 23, how they are connected with Israel, but at the same time, they are connected to us. I mean, we see that they feast picture for us the Lord Jesus Christ and his work.
其实上个星期呢，我们看学到了这一面的，在利未记第二三章的这样的七个节气的话呢，他们其实是跟以色列人是有关联的。同样的，我们知道那些节气跟我们也是有关联的。实际上呢，这里面的讲到的呢，是一个预先的一个画面，画面就是主耶稣基督将要去做的工作。
And so it's good to just be reminded that Israel and the church are not the same thing in the Bible. They are different entities.
所以这个呢，其实呢，这个对我们来说很容易就给我们这样的一个提醒，就是以色列和教会，它其实是在圣经里是完全不一样的两样事情，他们是不同的一个类型。
But again, they do have some things in common. And what they have in common, what has united Israel and the church is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. His great work upon the cross. This is what unites us.
所以这个呢，其实呢，这两者之间呢，当然它有联系。这个联系呢，就是说是以色列人和我们的新的教会的这个联系呢，就是说是在主耶稣基督在十字架上所做的工作，这个是把我们所有的以色列人和教会联系在一起的。
And so tonight we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 13 and we're going to consider the seven parables of the kingdom.
今天呢，我们要翻到马太福音的第十三章。第十三章里面呢，我们要讲到那七个比喻，是关于这个神的王国的。
And again, reminded that there were seven feasts of Jehovah, seven parables of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 13, and next week we'll consider the seven churches of Revelation 2 and 3.
再次跟大家讲一下呢，就是其实有七个节气在利未记里，还有七个比喻对于神的王国是在马太福音。最后呢，我们要讲七个教会是启示录二章和三章所提到的。
And so when we turn to Matthew chapter 13, it's quite possible that we are considering what it would seem was the Lord Jesus' favorite way to teach, through parables.
所以这个呢，当我们看到马太福音第十三章的时候呢，我们可以看到这样一个主题，就是主耶稣基督他喜欢用这个比喻来去教导神的话。
And so, it's good to have a definition of a parable. Obviously, parable, the idea of two things that are running parallel or ideas that are side by side.
这个呢，我们要把这个比喻给大家这个词解释一下。解释呢，实际上是比喻，它就是两件事情类似的去发展，而且它们是平行的，两边可以一边的去对比的这样一个东西。I
think my favorite definition of a parable is from John chapter 3. And in John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, he said, if I tell you earthly things and you will not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
所以我自己比较喜欢的这个比喻的这个解释是在约翰福音第三章里，当我们的主耶稣基督跟尼哥底母解释的时候，他说呢，如果我告诉你地上的事情你都不能理解，那么如果我告诉你天上的事情你怎么可能理解呢？
And so the definition I would use is a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
所以呢，我理解的这个比喻的意思呢，就是说，在地上发生的事情，但是呢，有天上的意义。
Brother Roy, does that translate okay, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning? Does that work in Chinese?
Yeah, it does work perfectly.
Okay, perfectly. All right. That's perfect. All right. And that is the very words of the Lord Jesus. So we cannot get a better definition. Don't let somebody ever tell you they have a better definition than the Lord Jesus. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们对我们来说是最好的一个对比喻的一个定义，因为这是我们的主耶稣基督他所说的。所以你不要认为地上有其他的这个比喻的这个定义比主耶稣基督所定义的更好的比喻。其实上就是地上的故事有着天上的意义。And
so now we've thought of what a parable is. Now we want to try, and if we can't answer the question, why the Lord Jesus might teach in parables.
其实呢，我们如果理解了这个比喻的意思以后呢，我们就会知道为什么我们的主耶稣基督通常会去用比喻来教导。In
Mark's Gospel, in chapter 11, the Lord Jesus, his enemies came to him and they asked him a question. And he in turn said to them, he was going to ask them a question. And he said, if you answer honestly, then I will answer your question. And in the story in Mark chapter 11, in fact, they refused to honestly answer. So when we think about why parables, one answer certainly would be is because sometimes people refuse to answer direct questions honestly.
这个呢，我们在马可福音第七章呢，实际你们读到当时呢，主耶稣基督的敌人来问主耶稣基督的一个问题。这问主耶稣基督一个问题，主耶稣基督说呢，如果我也问你一个问题，你能够诚实的回答我的问题，那么我就会回答你的问题。所以主耶稣基督他用这个比喻来教导的。通常是呢，这个世界上的人呢，如果你问他一个问题，他不会诚实
And so from that, as we think about all the times the Lord Jesus taught in parables, we can be reminded that this was in fact a very gentle way to teach Bible truth. It allowed people to move as far as they comfortably could with what the Lord Jesus was saying.
这个呢，其实我们主耶稣基督呢，他通常用这个比喻来做教导的时候呢，其实呢，主耶稣基督是以一种非常的那种轻微的方式，去让他的听众能够以他们的感到 舒适的程度来听主去讲的那个神的真理。
And so the Lord Jesus, when he would teach people his hope, which is like our hope, is that people would go home and they would think about through the week what the Lord Jesus taught them.
所以呢，就是说呢，他的希望呢，也就是我们的希望，就是说呢，我们听了以后呢，我们可以在下面的一个星期里去思考主耶稣基督教导他们的是什么样的事情。
And just like we're going to learn tonight, that, his truth, the truth that the Lord Jesus taught these people, they could take this truth home and they could think about it and they could meditate on it and it could change the way they lived.
这个呢，就像我们今天晚上学的这个比喻一样的，就是说呢，他主耶稣用这种方式呢，告诉了，教导了他们神的真理，他们可以把这个回去以后呢，他们再去思考一下，他们再去默想一下，这样呢，他们回去经过这样的思考神的真理呢，可以改变他们的人生。
And so, Matthew chapter 13 is a great transitional chapter. This is a very important portion of the Word of God.
所以这个呢，其实马太福音第三章呢，是一个非常伟大的一个过渡的一个章节。这个呢，就实际上就是说，这个方式呢，这里面教导的是一个非常的伟大的神的真理。
This is the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus coming, and as is the emphasis in the Gospel of Matthew, he's coming and he's preaching the kingdom to Israel and presenting himself as their king.
所以这个呢，就是主耶稣基督他来到这里，就像马太福音里强调的，他来去传道，传递神的真理，传递神的王国，也告诉他们，他就是将要来的以色列的王。
Literally, he is fulfilling dozens of prophecies from the Old Testament just in his very person and the things which he's doing.
所以这里呢，非常的说的是说他自己所做的一切的事情，就是在旧约里头预言的他将要来的要去做的那些事。
And so in Matthew chapter 12, the chapter previous to 13, the Lord Jesus has presented himself as the king and done all these amazing miracles, and they have rejected him.
其实在马太福音第十二章呢，以及前面的主耶稣基督呢，向他们展现了他就是以色列那个王，因为他是以色列的王呢，所以呢，他行了那么多的神迹，然而呢，以色列人还是拒绝了他。
In fact, in chapter 12, verse 24, they attribute his miracles to the devil himself.
实际上在对马太福音第十二章第二十四节里，他们呢把那个主耶稣所行的神迹呢说是那个魔鬼做的。
And so in chapter 13, there's this transition. And so let's read, the first two verses, Brother Roy, of chapter 13.
所以呢，这个我们先来把那个马太福音第十三章的前面两节读一下，因为这是一个过渡的章节。第一节说呢，当天耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，于是他上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。
And so it's good to see that although Israel has rejected the Lord Jesus as their king in Matthew chapter 12, the Lord Jesus, isn't shortened. His ministry isn't shortened. In fact, it would seem from, chapter 13 that now the message goes to a wider audience than previously.
所以这个也马太福音第十二章里，尽管呢以色列人他们拒绝呢主耶稣基督作为他们的王，但是主耶稣基督从第十三节我们看到呢，他并没有停止他的那种传道，停止他的服事，相反呢，他把这个传道的范围对象的范围呢更加的扩大了。
In chapter 13 verse 1, the word is sea, that he sat by the sea. And we know from other portions of the word of God, especially from the Revelation, that the sea is a picture of all the nations of the world.
这个里面呢，马太福音第十三章第一节你讲到呢，主耶稣基督坐在海边。其实这个海呢，实际上我们在其他的地方呢，很多其他地方都可以看到，尤其是在启示录里，这个海是代表着所有的其他的国家。
And so now he's going to explain to all the nations of the world the secret to success in his kingdom.
这个呢，主耶稣基督要向世界上所有的国家来解释他的王国里的成功和奥秘。
So, Brother Roy, let's read verse 3 through to verse 9.
现在我把第三节，马太福音第十三章第三节到九节跟大家来读一下。就是他用比喻的，他们讲了许多事，说看到有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路边的飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅实地上的土，既不生发苗最快，日头出来一烤，因为没有根就枯干了。第七节说有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来他们就窒息了。第八节说又有落在好土里的，就结出果子，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。第九节说有耳可听的就应当听。
And so we learned, at the beginning of tonight that, it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And so the earthly part of the story is, to farmers who most of these people would have been, it's fairly straightforward.
这个呢，我们从一开始就学到呢，就是说呢，这个比喻呢是地上发生的事情，地上发生事情呢也是天上的含义。那么说这个里面呢讲到的这个故事呢，就讲一个农夫呢，他出去撒种，撒的种的情况，这个是一种非常直白的一种解释。
And so these people he was talking to, many of them would have been farmers, but even beyond that, then. Day in which he's talking to them, they're probably standing in fields. There's fields as far as the eye can see. They're on the shore of Galilee. So they, everywhere they look, there's fields. I mean, they understand what he's talking about.
这个里面呢，主耶稣基督当他讲这个的时候，他的听众呢，其实呢，大部分是农民这样的呢，农夫他们知道怎么样去种地，然后呢，在我们也知道他是在加利利海边，如果在加利利海边，可能有其他的行业的人，其他行业人都站在那里周呢听他讲话，所以主耶稣基督他讲这样一个比喻的话呢，大概大多数人都能够听得懂。
And so, just another fresh reminder that everywhere we look in creation, it bears the fingerprint of the Creator.
所以这个呢，我们从这里要去看一下，看现在不管在那个圣经里，我们哪里读到创造呢，我们都可以看到那个造物主的那个手指在那里。
And so,The Lord Jesus lays this out for them, and, there seems to be some confusion for them as to what the spiritual application of the sower and the seed is.
所以呢，主耶稣基督跟他们讲的时候呢，他们可能有点糊涂，就是说呢，这个到底呢，在灵里呢，有什么意义？这种撒种就在灵里。
And so why this parable is so important, and again, we want to emphasize it. This parable, the reason this parable is so important is because the Lord Jesus gives the definition of this parable. He defines it.
所以这个呢，我们现在来看看为什么这个比喻呢，它是如此的重要呢？它如此重要，实际上呢，主耶稣基督呢，他自己讲的这个故事，讲的这个预言，他自己解释呢，他自己给出了定义。
And so he teaches us, its application, its, interpretation in verse 18 through to verse, 23. And so let's read that, Brother Roy.
因为其实呢，他呢就在那个第十三节里一直到第十八节里，他解释呢这个给他们听。
这是13 to 18。8 verse 18 to verse 23。
Okay, sorry. 所以这所以他讲的是呢，主耶稣的给出的解释在第十八节到第二十三节里面。所以第十八节说呢，马太福音第十三章第十八节说，所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国的道却不明白的，那就来把所撒在他心里的夺了去，就是在撒在路边的种子，撒在石头上的种子，就是人听到立刻欢喜领受，因为 里面没有根，不过是暂时的，极致为首，遭了患难，或者是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。第二个就说撒在荆棘里的种子，就是人听得到，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道置弃了，不能结果子。第二三节说呢，撒在好土的种子，就是人听到明白了，后来结果有100倍、60倍，还有30倍。
No doubt the Apostle Paul, as he was teaching the church at Ephesus, and he was teaching them universal church truth, remember that he taught the Christians at Ephesus and the whole church that there is satanic opposition to what we're trying to accomplish.
所以这个里面呢，实际上毫无疑问，当我们的使徒保罗在以弗所的时候，他跟以弗所的教会，也就是说神的这个普世的教会的所有的教会教导的时候呢，他实际上呢也是肯定完全的教导了这样的真理，教导我们以后要在世界上要完成的是一个什么样的一个事情。
So we learn in the first parable that the Lord Jesus tells and gives the definition of is that there is a real enemy of the people of God.
所以这个呢，第一个那个比喻呢，就是主耶稣所教导的呢，就是说呢，在那个世界上确实有神的子民的真正的敌人。
And notice in this little section, what he tries to steal away out of our lives.
从这个小故事里，我们可以读到呢，那个魔鬼是怎么样在我们的人生中把我们所有东西偷去。
He is trying to steal the word of God out of our hearts.
他试图呢，把神的真理从我们的心里给偷去。
And so what we learn is that the secret to life in the kingdom of heaven, to be successful in the kingdom of heaven, it's simply how we receive the word of God in our hearts.
所以这里呢，我们就是读到呢，那就是说呢，神的王国里的那个秘密的，就是呢，我们怎样去 接收神的真理，接收到我们的内心里。
The secret to a fruitful Christian life is obedience to the word of God.
所以呢，就是说呢，一个结果子的基督徒的人生呢，就是说对神的话的顺服。
And so the devil, he uses the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of this world to distract and to put these hurdles, these challenges, in our lives, to hinder us from being obedient to the scriptures.
实际上呢，魔鬼呢，他用这个世界的财富，用这个世界它里面的有一些的东西，这样呢，他用这些东西呢，来在我们的基督徒的人生里试图去妨碍，试图去阻碍，试图去诱惑我们，不要去顺服神的话。
So that's the first parable of the kingdom. Now let's read the second parable of the kingdom. That's verse 24 through to verse 30.
因为我们现在这是第一个那个比喻，那么说呢，我们要来读第二个比喻。第二个比喻实际上是第24节到第30节。所以我跟大家读一下，他又说了个比喻，对他们说，天国好像人撒好种在他的田里，当人们睡觉的时候，他的仇敌来了，将稗子撒在麦子里就走了。到长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。家里的仆人对他说，先生，你不是撒好种在你的田里吗？从哪里来的稗子呢？他对他们说，是一个仇敌做的。仆人对他说，你要我们去把他们拔出来吗？但是他说，不必，恐怕拔稗子，连麦子也和他们一同被连根拔出来，这样容这两样一起长，等着收割。当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说，先将稗子拔出来捆成捆，留着烧，唯有麦子要收进我的仓里。
And so in the first parable, we learn that we have an enemy of our souls, and he's seeking to attack the word of God in our hearts. Now we learn another one of his devices. Remember, Paul said we're not unaware of the devil's devices, and another one of his devices.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，我们现在呢，就是说呢，首先第一个那个比喻里，我们读到的呢，就是说是我们的敌人，就是魔鬼，他们试图呢影响我们心里接受神的话。那么说第二个比喻里呢，我们接受到这样呢，它是一个造成的分裂的这样一个事情。其实我们也知道，使徒保罗他警告过我们，在教会里呢有分裂。
And so in this second parable, this is very helpful. The devil's attack here is imitation or counterfeit.
所以这个呢，其实你知道魔鬼呢，他在这个里面呢，他怎么袭击我们？他是以那种伪装的方式来袭击我们。
And so you notice that, growing beside the wheat, that the devil has planted tares. And so there's these two plants growing side by side, and it's nearly impossible, to discern which one is real and which one is false.
所以这个呢，你要知道，其实这里的麦子它长的时候呢，它旁边呢就是长着是稗子，稗子是那个魔鬼他把它种进来的。如果这两个呢，它是非常的近，也非常的像，所以呢，在那个长成之前呢，你很难区别哪一个是麦子，哪一个是稗子。
And so this is a good reminder for us tonight that the devil has, even today, he has lots of counterfeits and lots of imitation.
所以呢，这个呢已经提醒了我们，实际上呢，那个魔鬼呢，在我们在对我们来说呢，他有很多的那个伪装的东西，也有很多的和我们靠近的东西。
And notice that the genuine in the second parable, proves genuineness by fruit bearing.
所以呢，这个呢，我们知道在第二个那个比喻里面呢，就是说呢，你最终的结果实际上是由所结出来的果子所来区分的。
And so again, the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, teaches us lots of times the importance of allowing the Spirit of God to apply the Word of God to our hearts, that we might bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, that we might have fruitful lives.
所以呢，这个呢，我们也记得要记得使徒保罗他在书信里告诉我们呢，所以我们要让神的灵呢，就在我们的内心里呢，就是把神的真理放进我们的内心，这样呢，我们可以接着神的圣灵呢，结出那个许多的圣灵的果子，这样呢，我们就变成一个能结果实的基督徒的人生。
Remember that in John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus, his heart towards his disciples was that they would be fruitful, that they would bear fruit in their lives.
因为我们要记得在约翰福音第十五章里，所以主耶稣基督他内心他所希望他的门徒们所做的事情呢，就是他们要多结果子，就是在我们的人生里呢要多结果子。
And so again, we learned in the first parable of the kingdom, that it's the word of God that creates this influence for good in our lives that gives us fruitful lives, obedient scriptures.
所以这个呢，其实上我们在第一个那个比喻里读到呢，就是说呢，神的话在我们的内心里，在我们内心里怎样去运作，这样呢，给了我们这样一个能够去结果子的这样的一个基督徒的人生。
In the second parable, we learn to expect.The counterfeit to expect that there would be imitation to real Christianity.
这个里面呢，我们在第二个比喻里读到呢，实际上呢，魔鬼呢，他在这个我们基督徒的周围，他其实呢，跟靠近我们一种那种伪装的那种在里头。
And so real Christianity,proved to those people who are watching, it's based on the fruit from our lives.
所以呢，实际上呢，真正的基督徒呢，就是那些人他在看我们在我们的人生里所结出的是什么样的果子。
All right, and then now let's read the third parable, which is verse 31 through to, well, verse 31 and verse 32.
让我们来看第三个比喻，第三个比喻是在第31节到第32节，他又设了个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有个人拿去扎在他的田里，这原是一切种子里最小的，等到长起来却比各样的菜都大，且成了一棵树，空中的飞鸟来宿在他的枝上。
And so the point here, the point that we can add to our thinking with regards to the true kingdom of the Lord, is, here the mustard seed, has abnormal growth. It's way bigger. Mustard seeds don't grow to be trees, they're bushes. And so there's abnormal growth here in this parable.
比如说这个那个比喻里我们看到呢，实际上呢有些东西它在那个神的国里呢，它的成长呢是一种以不正常的方式成长的。通常呢这个芥菜呢它不会长成那个树，但这里呢它是以一种不寻常的方式长得非常的大。
And so again, we're seeing kind of a progress of thought here in the teaching of the Lord Jesus that, that there is opposition to his kingdom in the first parable. The devil is a great imposter, an imitator, a counterfeiter. We expect that. We test that by fruitfulness, and we're not fooled here.We're not fooled by this huge expansion. That doesn't deceive us, or it shouldn't deceive us.
其实上呢，我们在那个第一个那个比喻里读到呢，其实呢，神的敌人他们在反对我们。第二个比喻里觉得呢，我们读到呢，确实有那些类似的，也有那些就是说是 假的一些那些就是说呢伪的那些教师在我们的基督徒人生里他有一些跟我们类似的这样的他也是来攻击我们但是在第三个比喻里呢我们不要被那些就是说呢那些假的那些就是说膨胀的扩大的那样的东西给蒙蔽了。
I mean, practically speaking, God said he chose Israel not because they were a big nation, but in fact because they were a small nation and he could show himself big on behalf of this little nation.
那实际上呢这里的事实上呢就神呢他选择了以色列这个国家并不是说以色列国呢是一个很大的国家。他选择了以色列这样一个小国家通过这样的一个小国家呢他可以把他自己显示给我们。
As we think about, not Israel, but now the church, a church does not have to be big to be effective. What a church has to be effective is Christians filled by the Spirit of God bringing forth fruit for God.
这个里面呢我们这里讲到的呢不是说以色列这个国家我们这里讲到的呢就是说同样的讲到的是教会一个教会呢并不是说越大它就那个越大越有效的去传播神的真理实际上呢教会的目的呢是在教会的所有的人他们被神的圣灵充满这样去结出更多的果子这是教会的功效。
In fact, in this third parable, massive tree, we actually find the birds from the first parable, they're hiding in the branches. And so this is a bad thing, not a good thing.
实际上在这三个那个比喻里呢我们看到呢这个长成了这么大的树在后面一节里讲到飞鸟呢能来宿在上面这个飞鸟呢实际上从第一个比喻里头来的那些飞鸟它宿在这个成长的这个大树上实际上这不是一个好事这是个坏事。
In North America, we have a saying, bigger is better. Hey, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible never says that. In fact, it says the opposite. What we need is Christians, who are sensitive to the Spirit of God, who are obedient to the Word of God.
这个呢我们在北美洲有这样一个说法呢说越大越好越大越好实际上呢在圣经里讲的并不是这样圣经讲的是恰恰相反圣经里讲到的基督徒呢一个教会基督徒他们要是他们对神的那个真理的敏感和对神的话的那个顺服的程度。
Alright, let's read the fourth parable in verse 33.
所以我们来读一下第四个比喻就是第33节他又对他们讲个比喻说天国好像面酵有个妇人拿来藏在三斗面里只等钱盘都发起来。
The fourth parable, speaks of, infiltration of all the things that the devil has sought to infiltrate to get into what's real, to get into the church. And so we expect infiltration.
所以这个里面呢第三个比喻所讲33节讲第四个比喻讲到的它实际上呢就说是魔鬼它能够渗透到教会里面来所以呢我们应该是预期到有魔鬼渗透到我们教会来。
And so here in this parable, it's this leaven, this leaven that speaks of that subtleness of the devil. Leaven is always negative in scripture, never positive, always negative.
这里面呢这里就用这个面教这个教讲的呢实际上就是魔鬼呢他以这种方式来渗透到教会里面来。那么说教在圣经里呢从来都是一个负面的东西教从来没有说是有任何正面的解释。
And so here it's, first it's a woman and she's mixing leaven in with, the meal, the three measures of meal, and it's corrupting what is pure.
所以这个第四个比喻里呢，是讲有个妇人，一个妇人呢拿来了面酵，面酵呢放在藏在三斗面里面，这样整个面坛呢就全都发起来了。
And so we would suggest that what the three measures of meal represent, and we could prove this pretty clearly from the Old Testament, that this would represent the person and work of the Lord Jesus. That is what's under attack here in this parable.
这里面呢，我们在这藏在那三斗面里呢，三斗面里呢，实际上这三斗面呢，我们从旧约的和有很多地方都可以看到呢，这实际上呢，它就是我们主耶稣基督的工作。所以这里讲到的呢，我们主耶稣基督的工作呢，在这里呢，它受到了攻击。
And so we would reject anything that diminishes either the person or the work of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，我们呢，就是要拒绝所有的那些，就是说能够削减主耶稣基督和任何关于主耶稣基督的事情的东西。
So for instance, we would reject all those so-called Christian cults, because they are so-called Christian, but they're cults that diminish the person of the Lord Jesus. Many of them would say, he is not God. We reject that.
所以呢，这个里面实际上呢，我们就是拒绝的就是那些他们自称为他们是基督徒的那些人。 他们那些人呢，他们自己称为自己是基督徒，所以他们说他自己基督徒，他们有说呢，他们确实主耶稣基督他不是神，所以我们要拒绝这样的一种说法。And
again, what we learn from this parable is that we expect this infiltration. We expect this to be, in so-called Christendom, this attack on the person of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，在这节经文，我们实际讲到了，我们就是知道，所以我们可以预期到有这样的圣徒来的教会里，他们会去攻击我们的主耶稣基督的人格。
Then in addition to that, we would expect this attack from within. That's what's happening here, from within on his work.
所以呢，这里呢，我们其实读到呢，在这里呢，我们看到了，已经看到了，他会去攻击呢，主耶稣基督的工作。And
again, we know many Christians who would limit the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, and we reject that thinking. We reject anything that would limit the magnitude of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary.
所以实际上呢，我们也拒绝那些所谓的基督徒呢，他们其实说呢，他们把主耶稣基督在那个十字架上所做的那样的工作，说他是有限的，所以呢，其实我们是拒绝这一种，就是说是去让主耶稣基督做的十字架上的工作，把它放在有限的范围，然后说它不重要的这样一个观点。
And so that helps us, it leading to our fifth parable, which is verse 44.
这样呢，我们来到了第五个那个就是比喻，比喻实际上在第十四节里，第十四节说天国也好像宝藏藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖他一切所有，买这块地。
And so here we learn again the magnitude of the the redemption of the Lord Jesus, because no doubt he is the man in this verse who bought the field, which we learn from verse 38 is the world.
这个里面呢，我们知道，这个里面确确实实呢，这里面这个人，这个人呢，他就是我们的主耶稣基督。他主耶稣基督呢，他在这个地上呢买了这块地。这个地呢，我们在第38节呢知道呢，他就是这个世界。And
so the treasure that's hidden in the world, no doubt, is the nation of Israel, because we have verses in the Old Testament that tell us that Israel is God's special treasure.
这个宝藏呢，在这个经文里讲到的呢，毫无疑问是那个以色列这个国家，因为我们在旧约里提到，圣经告诉我们，那个以色列就它就是神的宝藏。
And so all the promises, this should thrill our hearts. All the promises that God made to Israel in the Old Testament, guess what? He's going to keep them all.
所以这个里面其实告诉我们，实际上所有的在旧约里的神的那些应许，应许就是神呢，他会保守一切。
And so the fifth parable has a special significance to the nation of Israel.
所以在那个第五个比喻呢，就是说呢，对整个以色列国家来说有一个重要的意义。
Then the sixth parable is verse 45 and verse 46. Let's read that.
第45节、第46个比喻，第六个比喻，第45节说，天国又好像买卖人找到了好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子。 就去变卖他一切所有，买了这颗珠子。
A pearl introduced for the first time in scripture.
所以这里个珠子呢，是第一次在我们的圣经里谈到。
We could talk about how a pearl, an oyster forms a pearl when a grain of sand gets into its side and that's how a pearl is made. This is a picture for us of Christ and the church.
所以这个呢，我们也知道一个珍珠它是怎样形成的。这个形成呢，其实上是一个沙子，一个沙子进到一个蚌壳的体内，那这样就逐渐呢就形成了一个珍珠。实际上呢，这个呢就是代表的我们的主耶稣基督。
Remember last week we considered that there's all these entities in scripture that the kingdom is a big idea. The kingdom has Israel in it, but it has the church in it. But although they're in the kingdom, they're distinct still. Yes, there's similarities, but they are distinct.
实际上今天我们就是谈到呢，谈到呢，这个里面呢非常重要的、重要的就是神的国，神的国里呢，实际上是包含了以色列和教会，包含了以色列、教会、以色列和教会呢，他们是有区别的，但是他们也是类似的，但是实际上神的国里呢，神的以色列和教会是不一样的。
And so the fifth parable connected with Israel, the sixth parable connected with the church.
所以呢，第五个呢，就是跟那个第五个比喻是和以色列有联系。那么第六个比喻呢，是就是和教会有联系的。All right,
then let's read the seventh parable, which is verse 47 through to verse 50.
因为我们现在呢，都七个比喻，第七个比喻呢是第47节开始的。第47节说呢，天国又好像网撒在海里，聚集各样水族，网记满了，人就拿上岸来坐下，捡好的时候再弃绝你，将却将不好的丢弃了，丢在火炉里，那里在那里必要哀哭切齿了。And
so now this has to do with the future.
所以这个呢，其实是和将来是有关系的。
this is encouraging to us as Christians. We know there's infiltration. We know that there's imitation and counterfeit and people who say they're Christians who are not. We know all those things exist.
其实呢，我们现在这个对我们来说呢，我们知道，知道实际上在教会里呢，有那些渗透进来的，在教会里呢，有那些就是伪的那些东西呢，它进来了，所以这个里面是我们知道在教会里有这样的东西，它将会存在。
And so we learn from the seventh parable of the kingdom that someday the Lord Jesus is going to fix everything.
所以我们知道在第七个比喻里，我们读到呢，有一天呢，主耶稣基督呢，他会纠正这一切。
We learn from this parable that's very encouraging that there are going to be people from every corner of the world, from every nation, there are going to be people in heaven.
所以呢，我们读这七个那个比喻呢，其实非常重要的。在天堂里，我们会知道从每一个角落、从每个国家都有人来到天国。We
learn from this seventh parable that there is a day coming when the Lord Jesus is going to judge the wicked.
所以呢，我们从这七个比喻里也读到呢，读到呢，就是说呢，就有一天，我们主耶稣基督呢。
And so it's good to be reminded from the first parable that those people, those Christians who are obedient to the word, who live fruitful lives, they're active. They're actively warning people to flee from this judgment that's going to come. It is coming. And if we're fruitful, part of our fruit bearing is warning our friends and our family and our neighbors.
所以他们接触了果子呢，这样他们呢，避免了将来呢，在这里最后讲的呢，要接受到的审判。所以他们在他们的基督徒的人生里所接触的果子，实际上是对他们周围的那些人，在他们周围的那些朋友的一个警告，警告就是说他们要避免将来接受这样的审判。
In fact, we learn from the Apostle Peter that the Lord Jesus wants justice in the world. The reason it's taking him so long to come is he wants people to repent from their sins and receive him as their savior. That's his heart. That ought to be our hearts.
这个呢，其实呢，这个原因呢，是在彼得书里，彼得告诉过我们，为什么主耶稣基督他要这么长时间还不来审判这个世界呢？他还不来审判这个世界，因为主耶稣基督他想每一个人悔改，每一个人得救，这就是主耶稣基督的心，也是应该是我们的心。
And so in the seven feasts of Jehovah, we learn that God is on a timetable. He is keeping his appointments.
所以呢，在前面的七个节气里，我们读到呢，神呢，他有他的时间表，时间表了，所以他也是准确的按照时间表在做。
In the seven parables of the kingdom, we learn that he is victorious over his enemies.
所以在这个七个比喻关于天国的比喻呢，实际上我们知道他是整个的，他赢得了一切，他是整个的胜利者。And
we can experience victory in the Lord Jesus ourselves in our lives.
所以呢，我们也可以在我们的人生里呢，感受到我们主耶稣基督他所取得的胜利。And
so this finishes the seven parables of the kingdom. Now, remember that the third part, next week, we want to read Revelation 2 and 3, and we want to think about the seven churches of the Revelation.
这个呢，我们今天呢，就是神的天国的几个比喻呢，我们已经讲完了，结束了。大家都要记住，在下个星期呢，我们要一起来讲在启示录里2章到3章里讲到的神的七个教会。
And remember that the Lord Jesus finished this section in verse 52, describing the truth contained in the parables of the kingdom as treasure that can be mined. We can spend time thinking about this, meditating on it, obeying the word of God.
记得呢，我们在这一节主耶稣基督他结束的时候呢，他是在第52节里，他说呢，凡文士受教育归于天国，就像一个家主从他的库里拿出新旧的东西来。实际上这个里面呢，主耶稣基督呢是告诉我们，我们要时刻去顺服神的话。
Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for your word, for your spirit who teaches us and gives us understanding.
所以主啊，我们也非常感恩呢，就是说您的话，也感恩您的那个圣灵，您的圣灵呢教导我们神的话，这样呢我们就可以去理解，可以去顺服。
Father, we ask that you would help us to take these things in, to take your word into our hearts that we might be fruitful.
主啊，我们祈求您呢，就是帮助我们把这些话呢，接到我们的心里，这样呢，我们可以多结果子。
Lord, we just pray for each one that's online tonight, that you would help each family that's represented, that you would bless your word to our hearts.
主啊，我们也就是说呢，为这些在座的在线上的每一个人和他们所代表的家庭祷告，就是说呢，也祈求您呢，让他们呢，接受主的话。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们祈求呢，祷告祈求是奉主耶稣珍贵的名。Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.